We're beginning Siman Kuf Tzadi Vav. We're following Hilchos Nida logically. We began with the concept of Isha Nida Min HaTorah, Nida Zava, the concept of Hargasha. Then we spent time discussing lack of Hargasha, which is a Kesem. So we then went to all the Dinim of Pesamim in Siman Kuf Tzadi. And now we're talking about the next logical sequence, step in the sequence of Nidas. After a woman's a Nida, whether she's Min HaTorah or Min Rabbanan, she becomes Tahara. How does she become Tahara? There are a lot of other dinim as far as Tumas Nida that we'll talk about, Rezat Hashem, afterwards, but this is the basic construct. A woman becomes Tameya, then a woman becomes Tahara. It's important to realize that, as I mentioned on prior occasions, the structure of Shir is not just to say over the dinim that you can really read yourselves from notes or from a Kitzur Sefer. It's to go through the Shulchan Aruch and the Postim. So it's important to make sure, just to remind everyone, that when we go through, when I read Shulchan Aruch, to make sure you have Shulchan Aruch in front of you so that you could be going through it with me as opposed to just listening to what I say from here. The Gemara says in the Samaches Amud Aleph, Mishnah, Nida, Shebadka Atzma Yom Shvi Yishachris. Nida, specifically Nida, does not say Zava. A Nida, by definition, is Tumeya for how many days? 7 days. She checked herself Yom Shvi Yishachris, Ummatzah Tahara. She found herself Tahara in the morning. But later on in the day, from morning till the evening, she did not do anything else. Rashi explains Lo Hafrisha. What does Hafrisha mean? Vabadka Atzma Lahafrish Batara. She didn't do any additional beditos. So Hafrisha really means the same thing as the Mishnah said a second ago, Shabbatka. Neither Shabbatka Atzma in the morning, and didn't do another beditra anytime after the morning. Uachar Yamim, after several days, Badka Umitzah Temeya, she did a beditra and found herself Temeya. Harehi Bechasas Tahara. She's Bechasas Tahara. On day 7 in the morning, she did a beditra that was Tahara. 5 days later, she did a beditra and they found out that she was Temeya. So when do you presume she's Temeya? Only from the most recent time of Tumah, which is 5 days later. What about the other way around? Badka Asma B'Yom Shvi Shachris. She checked herself Yom Shvi Shachris. Umetzah Temeya. And she was still Temeya. She was still a Nida. Ben Hashmash was Loi Frisha. She did not do anything more. No more beditos later on in the day. Ulachar Zman Badka Umetzah Tahara. But 5 days later she did a bedita and found herself to be Tahara. Harez B'Chestos Temeya. She is B'Chestos Temeya until the time that she can prove that she was Tahara. So for those 5 days in between, the most recent Tumah Beditra, and then the Beditra she did now, which was Tahara, she was presumed to be Temeya. This Mishnah sets up, as Rashi points out, the essential din of Hefsek Tahara. A din that a woman is presumed to be Temeya until she can first produce the Beditra that tells us otherwise. Why is it so nodeya? It's very important for us as we talk about a woman who is usually a zava, even though she might really be a nida, we're machmir for ziva as well. In order for a woman to count as zainikim, she needs to have sotara first. As the Ravadi points out, he has a long discussion, pages and pages, about the nature of hefsotara. It's this idea of hefsotara, of needing to prove that the dam stopped. Adin min HaTorah, u'mid Rabbanon. So if you asked the postim, is it din of Nida, din of Hefsek Tahara, din min HaTorah, din min Rabbanon, the answer they would say is, yes. Some say it's min HaTorah, others say it's mid Rabbanon. One of the Rishonim that says quite clearly that it's mid Rabbanon is Tosfos HaRosh, on the side of the page, on Samaches Amud Aleph, Dimas L'Yisrael Kadaitach. In the middle of the discussion, he says, Imishim to be in a hafsaka, what do I have? Tara says Tosarash, Chumra ba'amahi midrabanan. It's only a Chumra and midrabanan. There is a bit of a blurb, a bit of a discussion in the Rishonim which we'll visit a little bit later, if there's a difference between Nida and Zava. The Mishnah says Nida needs to have Siftara. Maybe Zava is different. Maybe Zava is a different status. But for the point of our conversation, we're going to presume it's the same thing. Tos Rosh says that the whole idea of a Hefsik Tara, doing a Bedika to prove the Dam stopped, is Midrabanan. Tos Rosh says maybe Chubi Minatara, also unclear, back and forth, it's unclear. However, other Rishonim seem to say that it's Minatara. The Pashtus and Rov Rishonim, the Beis Yosef quotes, in the beginning of Siman Kuf Tzadivav, the Rashba, the Ramban, the Rush, the Lashon of the Rush, for example, that the Beis Yosef quotes, in the very beginning of Siman Kuf Tzadivav, says the Rush, that Neshama Idna, any woman nowadays, we all want me be cheskas tuma ad shetivdoch betim to tahora. She always has the cheskas tuma until we break the cheskas tuma. So it's important to realize two essential points. When we talk about the raid, the discussion is hefsek tara, dinin atora, dinin drabanan. No one really says the maisa bedika of hefsek tara is min atora. It's not the maisa bedika of hefsek tara being min atora. It's what that Maisa B'dicha creates. Before a woman does have Siftara, she has a Cheskas Tuma. After she does have Siftara, she's Cheskas Tara. So it's just important to realize, even though we say in a classical sense, is Hef Siftara min HaTara min Drabanan, it's not like Hef Siftara is like a mitzvah, like Luv and Esrog. It's not a din Hef Siftara. It's the requirement that exists for a woman to actually prove that her dam stopped, a din min HaTara, because otherwise it's a Cheskas Tuma. Or no, just a din drabanan, it's an erev chumrah. So it's important not to confuse ourselves. No one says hefsek tara as a maisa is min haTorah. What it means is that min haTorah, there's a presumption, until her dam stopped, she is tameya. Which is why the Rush says, for example, the Rush's lashon is that li'ola mi b'cheskas tuma, that sounds pretty strong. He sounds like he's saying it's a din min haTorah. She's always b'cheskas tuma until she proves otherwise. And that's what we sometimes call, as a melitza, hefsek tara min haTorah. It really means, how strong is the chazaka a woman has before she does hefsek tara? Is the chazaka min haTorah? Or no, the chazaka, something which is only midrabanan. There might be issues of sveika and other reasons to say it's midrabanan. Lamaisa, it seems that the Tosa Rush is one of the many Rishonim that hold it's midrabanan. But Rov Rishonim quoted in the Beis Yosef, among them the Rush himself, sound like they maintain halach lamaisa, it's a din min haTorah. And until she breaks the Cheskas Tumah, she has a Cheskas Tumah min haTorah. The second point that it's important to realize, aside from the fact that Hefsek Tara min haTorah doesn't mean the Maisa, it means the status that we're dealing with, is that even if we presume that Hefsek Tara is to break the status of Tumah, there's no din that Hefsek Tara or breaking the status is necessary min haTorah. It's not necessary qua itself. Why is a Hefsek Tara necessary? It's clear from the Gemara and the Talmud Gimel and from all the postim, the Rishonim and the Rechonim that talk about Hefsek Tara, that the point of Hefsek Tara is really a din in Zayin Nikiyim. Zayin Nikiyim cannot start unless we know that all 7 days are Nikiyim b'tchilasan v'yad sofa. For example, the Gemara and the Talmud Gimel talks about the Krusim. The Krusim had a custom, there they misread the Torah, they thought that day number one of Hefsek Tara can also be the day of Zayin Nikiyim. So how many days of Zayin Nikiyim do you need? 6 days after Hefsek Tara. Day one, she can be Roa in the morning, does Hefsek Tara at 12 o'clock, and then that counts as day one, the Krusim thought. Then the next 6 days, that's seven. So they're almost right. They're just 1 day off. Hefsek Tara is day zero. But what's the nature of Hefsek Tara? Hefsek Tara is not a din. That before you count Zayin Nikiyim, you need to have Hefsek Tara. Hefsek Tara means that Zayin Nikiyim Nitvinitim Wadami. The only way to be Nitim Wadami is if we prove that before the Zainakim started, she had no dam, which means even day one was totally clean. If day one cannot be proven to be totally clean, then she has Mitzvah Yom Zayin. But since there's a Cheskas Tumah beforehand, Michtas Yom Zayin is not going to be good enough. You need 7 complete days of Tara. So again, it's important to realize Hefsek Tara, number one, when you talk about Minhag Torah Midrabanan, it means the status that it's trying to get rid of. Is that Minhag Torah Midrabanan? And number two, why do we need to get rid of the status? Not because, oh, there's a din. Zayinakim need to be based on a certain status. No. Zayinakim can only be counted if we know that from the very first second of day one to the very last second of day seven, she was Tahara. Doesn't mean she has to check every second, but it means that we need to have nothing telling us otherwise. But if there's a Cheskas Tumah before that's telling us that she was Tameya, it will undermine the very nature of the Zayinakim. That's such a fantastic question. Such a fantastic question. The Gemara in the Lamedimel asked the question. The Gemara says that, you know, we're making fun of the Krusim. The Krusim say that Yom Shem Posechesvo, she can count as one of the 7 days. And the Gemara says, Masifo Rami Rachama. Rami Rachama said, you know what? Ananaminis Perei. We should also count it. You know, we shouldn't make fun of the Krusim. Let them be right. We should also join the Krusim based Medrash. Because we hold the Kaima Mitzim Kakulo. That's the Gemara's passion. The Gemara says something about different dinim that seem to shed light on Mitzim Kakulo not applying in all cases. Whatever the Gemara's teretz is, remains to be seen. But it's a Gemara's question. And it's a very serious question, which has to be treated more late at another time. Well, okay. Well, you're right. There are other reasons we need it as well. Meaning, by neither, let's say, if we want to know what happens to those days in between, we need it as well. The reason we talk about Hefsatar being so necessary is that Zayinakim can exist without needing to have the. Meaning, we're not talking about Taros. We're not talking about other situations where we're going to have to figure out what's happening in her situation. You're pointing out there are other Nafrinas of Hefsatara as well. That's true. There are other Nafrinas of Hefsatara. But as far as our intents and purposes, the point of Hefsatar being in the Torah is not a din of Hefsatar per se, it's more the fact that it needs to set the table for the Zayinakim being able to take place. Also, that's true, to prove that the Dam stopped. That's also true. Right. That's true. You're right. That's also, I mean, that's another point of. That's true. I mean, you're pointing out that it's an oversimplification. Hefsek Tara is not only relevant for Zayinakim. It has other nafrinas, as a need that needs to do Hefsek Tara, like the Mishnah is talking about. But when we talk about Hefsek Tara being Minhag Rabbanan, for us, the reason Hefsek Tara is so essential is that it needs to prove that her dam stopped in order to be able to count Zayinakim. And Zayinakim can't exist unless you have a proof that the dam indeed stopped. But you're right. There are other nafrinas. It's not. It's simplistic to say that's the only situation. Very good. Then we have the opinion of the Rambam. The Rambam is a little bit confusing. The Rambam in Perek Vav Hilchos Yisurei Bia has 3 different halachos which seem to contradict each other. The Rambam in Halacha Chaf, together with Halacha Chaf Gimel, really quotes our Mishnah. That if a woman did Bedikra during Zayinakim, I'm sorry, if a woman did Bidita Tokim and Idusa and finds herself to be Temeah, like the Mishnah said, then she's presumed to be Temeah, straight. If she did Bidita during her days of Nida and found herself to be Tahara, she's considered Tahara. For example, says the Rambam, and this Rav Avadya points out, that if she did a Bidita during any days of Nida and found herself to be Temeah, and then 6 days later did another Bidita and found out that she was Tahara, we presume that if she did a bdicha during the days of Nida and she was Temeah, and the only proof she has that she was not Temeah is 6 days later, then she is going to be a Zava, and a Zava when she becomes Torah needs to bring a carbon, says the Rambam, she's going to bring a carbon in her Nechal. Because we're Choshesh that from the last day of Nida that she was Bodekas to become Tahara, but she found herself Temeah anyway. And that last day she found herself Temeah, and then for the next 5 days she didn't know what happened, so 5 days later she did a Bidita and found herself to be Tahara. What happened during the 5 days in the middle? She was Tamea. What do we call a woman who after the 7 days of Nida is still having dam? We call her a Zava. Says the Rambam, she does a Beditra during days of Nida, finds that she's still bleeding, then falls asleep and decides not to do Beditra for another few days. Does Beditra 5 days later and finds herself Tahora. We presume that since she had no Hefsek Tahara, she's Tamea all those days, which means she's a Zava and she's Choshesh L'chumra, Choshesh is that she's a Zava Gedola Minatora, and she's Mevir Kamim Enu Nechal. So, says the Rav Adya, it's quite clear the Rambam holds that Hefsek Tahara is a Din Minatora, because we're saying here, until she proves to herself that the dam stopped, we're Choshesh that she's a Zava, even though she didn't see one bit of blood the entire time of the Yimei Ziva. Since she had at least 3 days, 3 rios of Ziva, she's going to be Tamea Minat Torah Misafik. So you see, Lachara, that the Chesdus Tumah of a woman, says the Rav Adya, is very, very serious. However, not so simple. Well, Kakach Pashut. Because if you look in the Rambam Halachah of Beis, the Rambam does tell us that a woman who had a Re'iyah and she then decided never to do Beditos. She had a Re'iyah and she kept on going and going. She forgot to do a Hefsek Tahara, she didn't do anything. And then she decided that she waited a long time and starts counting Zayin Nikiyim. The Rambam even limits Zayin Nikiyim to be, let's say, even one or two Beditos during Zayin Nikiyim. But let's say, for argument's sake, she is a very frum woman, she wants to do Zayin Nikiyim the best that she can. So she has a Re'iyah of Dam. And then she keeps on going for a long time. After a week, she decides she wants to do a day number one B'dito Zayin Nikiyim, then does the next day number two. For 7 days straight, she does B'dito Zayin Nikiyim. Says the Rambam, she is Tahora. She fulfills Zayin Nikiyim. What is the problem with that Rambam? The very same Rambam that just told us that Hefsek Tahara is Minat Torah, to the extent that she has to bring a Karban V'Eino Nechal if she has a Re'iyah, and she does not bring a cart, and she does not check to prove the Re'iyah stopped, she can be made a Zava without seeing the speck of blood, because we presume the blood was flowing every day. Says the Rambam, if she had Dam, waits a while, and just starts Zayin Nikiyim without doing any Hefsek Tahara, she's still going to be able to keep the Zayin Nikiyim. That's a Pella L'chora. How could that be? Doesn't she need a Hefsek Tahara? L'chora, she's missing the Hefsek Tahara. And the Rambam ironically sandwiches this halacha Beis, right between halacha Chaf and Chaf Gimel, which talk about the din of needing Hefsek Tahara. Here he says, you don't need Hefsek Tahara. So if you think about it, l'chora, what the Rambam means is that it depends. It seems, the Rambam seems to tell us, the bit chiddush, what creates the status of tumah, chesos tumah of a woman, is not that she sees dam, necessarily. It's that she sees dam, and she does a beditah that makes her Tamea as well. Meila, the Rambam says, if she sees dam, and then she waits a week, and does a beditah, that can be the first beditah of Zayin Nikiyim, because she never had a beditah which proved that she was Tamea. But if she sees dam, then there's a beditah, which is Tamea, and then wants to count Zayin Nikiyim, she needs another beditah to undo what the first Bidikha did. So again, the Rambam understands the trend is Chiddush L'chor, although this is not the only way to understand the Rambam. This is one approach, I think the simplest approach to the Rambam, which is that the Rambam says, Hefsek Tahara is only necessary, not like the Tosafot Rosh says in Drabanon, not like the Rosh himself and others seem to say that it's Minat Torah, but it depends. Depends what created the woman's Tumah status in the first place. If she just became a Nidah or a Zava naturally, and there was no Beditah at first that she did that was a failed Beditah, then she does not need a Beditah of Hefsek Tahara and Atara altogether. Then she is going to be able to say, my blood stopped. But if she had a Re'iyah, did a Beditah, which was found to be Tamea, the only way to undermine, to cancel out that Beditah which is Tamea, is to do another Beditah which is Tahara. Very interesting Chiddush. Such a chiddush that it seems not to make any sense almost. But the Mishmar Sitara quotes, he says this pshat in the Rambam, And he quotes Rabbi Yerucham that seems to say exactly these words. Yerucham in the Ma'amar Tomos, it's in that same footnote 9 of the Ma'amar Tomos, Perit Yud. He quotes this idea from Rabbi Yerucham that seems to say this is so in the Rambam. Michael. So we have to really spend more time when we get to Zayin HaTiyim, seeing the nature of Zayin HaTiyim. Can ignoring during Zayin HaTiyim be good? Meaning, clearly, well, not so clearly. The Rambam, I was saying the Rambam in an extreme sense. The Rambam does not issue the B'dichos all 7 days. So you're saying, just like on all 7 days, we don't presume you need a B'dichos every day for the Eved, as long as you know there's no Dam, that can include the Hefzotar as well. So we have to talk about that more when we see that the Zayin HaTiyim, but that's a possible understanding of the Rambam as well. But that's what it seems from the Rambam. The Rambam is not as pashut as like Rav Avadia seems to make it, for example. It says that it's always Minat Torah. It seems to be. It depends if there's a B'dita beforehand or not. Also might be a difference between Nida and Zava. A few different approaches in the Rambam. But it's interesting to note, however you divide it, Lamaisa, Hayotim et Varenu, is that there are two different approaches in the Rishonim, and the Rambam being the third, as far as Hefzotara. Hefzotara, Minat Torah, Midrabanan. Where the Rambam seems to say it depends. There's a whole other school of thought in the Achronim. Although there are slight differences, it's the opinion which is espoused by the Chazon Ish, it seems, the Chasam Sofer, it seems, in certain situations, the Zichron Yosef, the Avdamuim, different Achronim seem to say, no, the Yehuda says this idea, and although they say in slightly different ways in different cases, there's another approach in the Achronim that the Yesod of Hefzotara is indeed Minat Torah. Like the Rishonim said, quoting the Beis Yosef, but the nature of the chazaka can be broken in the Torah in a much easier way than it can be broken in Drabanu. Hefzotarim principles of Dimin HaTorah. But even though Hefzotarim and principles of Dimin HaTorah, the fact you need a bedika proactively to break that chazaka is only a Dimin Drabanu. How do you break the chazaka in HaTorah if you don't have a bedika? How else can you do it? Similar to what you said before, Michael. Knowledge. If she knows that I'm not seeing any more blood, or alternatively, if she knows I never see any more blood past 7 days, or no one sees any blood past 15 days, different ways that she knows there's a strong presumption that her blood stopped, even without a ma'aseh b'dika, she's tahara, she has chesed tahara and not tahara. So this is a sort of combination. It's not that chesed tahara is the drabana. Chesed tahara in principle is a din min ha'torah. You need to change the status of the Chesed Tuma to the Chesed Tara Min HaTorah. What's the Drabanan about it is that the Maisa B'dika is not necessary Min HaTorah. What's necessary Min HaTorah is to have some knowledge, concrete knowledge, whether it's your own presumption based upon others, that's different discussions the Achronim have. Each one seems to say different, slightly different examples. But if there's some way for her to know that the Dam stopped, and she would swear in a stack of Bibles that it stopped, even without a B'dika, that would be enough for Natara. Midrabanan, she still needs to do a Maisa B'dika. But it's important to realize, it's not just Hefzotara, Minatara, Midrabanan. Hefzotara fundamentally is Minatara. The way to break it, though, is a Chumra, Midrabanan. So need to do a Maisa B'dika. Why is this important? Not only raid. It's very important. Halacha, L'maisa, L'maisa. The Mishmeres HaTara quotes on that, Mishmeres HaTara on the Ma'amar Tomos, Perek Yud, in Ha'ara 9, that we are never matel. If a woman says, let's say, you know, I'm in the Bundle colony, he doesn't talk about the Bundle colonies. I'm in the Bundle colony in the summer, of course, that's where most New Yorkers are in the summer, either in the bungalows or in the Hamptons. A few people still left in the city. So my husband is home for Shabbos and Sunday. He's going back Sunday night, or early Monday morning. And I realized my Zayin HaTiyim will work out perfectly if he'll still be home, if I count him the way I did, but then I realized I didn't do Hefzotara. If I didn't do Hefzotara, I'm a day off. I'm going to go to the mitzvah only Monday night. I'm not going to be back until next Thursday night. It's 5 days to wait. Is there a way to be matel? The answer is no. We presume Hefzotara is absolutely necessary. You cannot get rid of Hefzotara even if you have some sort of minor shas in the chah. Necessary. Maybe from the Torah, maybe from the Rabbanon. But even if it's a tzad min haTorah, it's enough of a reason. However, says Rabbi Yashiv, halacha l'maisa. If there's a way that shasad l'chak, makom dochad gadol, a woman cannot do hefsek tara. For example, she has some procedure which is going to automatically cause dam to come out. Then, says Rabbi Yashiv, sometimes yidia brewer is going to be enough. Like the Avnei Miluim, like the Zichron Yosef, like the school of Akron that say, the hefsek tara, fundamentally min haTorah, is only a knowledge. And then, even though you have no specific ma'is b'dika, it's going to be enough. By and large, in most situations, you don't need this tula, because even after hefsek tara, a woman still needs to do at least two b'dikos, as we'll talk about. B'dika, ideally, day one and day seven, if not all 7 days. So, what situation do you have? The woman has a major problem doing the hefsek tara, but she'll be able to do b'dikos on day one and seven very simply. Not so pashut. But let's say you have a case where the woman has a procedure, so something which is implanted which is going to come out tonight. So she can't do that tomorrow, but she'll do b'dikos tomorrow. Whatever case you can think of, says Rabbi Yashiv, we could be metal in theory, b'shas b'makom docha dodol, and have sotara, as long as there's yediyah, even without a situation of a b'dika. In theory, in other cases, let's say maybe, perhaps, it's unclear what docha dodol means, if the husband's going away for 3 months to Alaska, maybe that's considered docha dodol also, and we could get rid of hefsek tara in such a situation as well. It's unclear what each case is, but we can be made in such a situation based on the Sisar of Zichron Yosef. It's not just the Vart, it's no Deal Amaisa. And it's important when you have time, sometime during the Nida in the future, it's important whenever you see the Rishonim that are quoted as saying that hefsek tara is in a Torah, to try to see, do they really hold in a Torah and put in the Maisa Zadifa? Maybe they also hold like the Avnei Miluim, like the Zichron Yosef, like the Chazanish. Even they hold, yeah, what's deraisa about hefsek tara is the concept, but the ma'is b'dikah still might be midrabanan. Meaning, we started in the beginning, we said there's three approaches. Number one is that it's min haTorah, number two, midrabanan, then we have this combination approach, which is that the idea exists min haTorah and the b'dikah is midrabanan. It might be even those that are quoted saying that the b'dikah, that hefsek tara, b'dikah min haTorah, just mean that the concept exists min haTorah, but the way to break it during a b'dikah is only midrabanan. B'shas l'chak, one can be made till in such a situation. Oh, so we'll talk about that. We'll talk about that. It's a very, 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 very common shaila. Very common. Very common. Everyone writes. All the svarim, contemporary svarim write. I was asked many times about this issue. Have satari after shkia. That's a very common thing. So, very, very. So we'll talk about that. But let's first see the Shulchan Aruch. So the Shulchan Aruch, simetruf tzadivav. Something which is very perplexing. Hard to understand. In the Beis Yosef that you saw, there are different deos. Let's take a look in the Beis Yosef for a second. It says Beis Yosef between Mishkan Tzadivav. There are a few different deos in how to do Hefsek Tara. The Mishnah that we saw part of in the beginning of Shir quotes a major Machlokas. Machlokas Tanoim, what it is when you do a Bedita. The Mishnah says, everyone agrees that B'yom Shvi, for a woman to do a B'dika, is going to work. Says Rabbi Yehuda, my opinion is that a B'dika of Yom Shvi only works Ben Hashmashos. It has to be mamish the last minute, as they say in sports, at the buzzer. At the buzzer, as the Rush says, don't think it means here Ben Hashmashos, it means right before Ben Hashmashos. If she does it Ben Hashmashos, Minamin Cholamala, if she does it pretty close to Ben Hashmashos, then Rabbi Yehuda says, that's good. Her Hefsek Tara has to be Yom Shvi, close to Ben Hashmashos. The Chachamim say, come on. The Chachamim say, no way. It could be on day 7, day 6, day 5, day 4, day 3, day 2. I feel with Shnayim when he does so. Even on the second day, it's going to work. So, as opposed to the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda that says, Hefsek Tara needs to be at the buzzer mamish. Min ha-mincha l'mayla, mincha katano l'mayla. Very close. Less than 2 hours left to Shtiyah. The Rabbanan say, no, even from day 2, Shachris. That's good enough. The Rabbanan of Samech Chesam and Beis quotes that Rebbe said, I asked Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Shimon, the following Shaila. Nida that did B'dikha day 7. Is that good? Day 7 of Shachris. Is that good? They said yes. Who's that against? Rabbi Yehuda. Day 7 chapters is good. He said, okay, what about 6? What about 5? What about 4? What about 3? What about 2? They said, good. And he says, you know what? Ta'isi, I made a mistake. I never asked him what the dinus was day 1. So this is a machlokes Rishonim. What is the din of day 1? Is day 1 good? Or is day 1 not good? Do we presume that 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 0 blast off? Or no? 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, stop. Machlokes Rishonim had a pasuk in Halacha Maisa. So again, we have Rabbi Yehuda's opinion, which is Hefzek Taras Lidafka, day 7, Manish Mashos. The Rabbanim say no, even Yom Sheni Shachris. And Rebbe said, I asked Halacha Maisa my Rebbeim. They said that 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2 works, but I never asked them about day 1. The Rebbe says, which was Machlokes Rishonim, the Rashba pastins, both in Taras Tobias HaKatzer, Taras Tobias Aruch, Rashba pastins, Halacha Maisa, that we're Meitel, even day 1. Come on! That's Pashup Shat, the whole thrust of the Gemara. 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2. Ta'isi Shol Sha'alti, I made a mistake, I didn't ask day 1, but that's the Pashup Shat. The Gemara even says a Svara that should work for day 1 as well. However, the Beis Yosef then quotes from the Torah Sabayis that the Rambam, as well as the Ramban, disagree. The Rambam seems to say, "Lahachmir, t'bedichas rishon lav bedichahi." T'bedichas rishon lav bedichahi. It seems like the Rambam splits. He says that the opinion of the Rabban and the Mishnah that we discussed, that say Yom Sheni Shachris, is not the same as the opinion of the Gemara that says 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, perhaps. No, three opinions. We have, our Mishnah says, according to Rabbi Yehuda, day 7, in the afternoon. The Mishnah says, the Rabbanan say day 2. And the Braisa, we talked about with Rebbe, might say even day 1. But we pass on to the Mishnah. The Mishnah says that only day 2, a Bedika and day 1 does not help. So far we have two days. The Rashba himself thinks, we pass on to the Braisa, maybe that's even found in the Mishnah. 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. All of them work according to the opinion of the Rashba. But then the Rashba quotes, and this is quoted in the Beis Yosef, that the Rambam and the Ramban disagree. The Rambam says Bedika never works in day 1. And then the Beis Yosef runs into a problem. The Rambam himself seems to say Bedika never helps on day 1. That's it. Never helps. But then the Beis Yosef says, but I'm not able to really understand the Rambam. The only way I can really understand the Rambam is based upon the Magen Mishnah. Because the Magen Mishnah quotes another psak from the Ramban in tandem with the Rambam. And what does the Ramban say? He's also Machmir. Says the Ramban, I hold Bedicha never works on day 1 until she has Yadeha Bein Eineha Kol Bein Hashmashos. That's Bedicha Bein Hashmashos time. Yadeha Bein Eineha Kol Bein Hashmashos. Says the Beis Yosef, L'chora, the Magen Mishnah, by quoting the Ramban on the Pesach of the Rambam, means tell us that Hainu Hach. Even the Rambam, when he said that you can't do Bedicha day 1, was not being more machmir than the Ramban. The Ramban says that there's one way that you can do Bedicha on day 1. How's that? Yadeha Bein Eineha Kol Bein Hashmashos. So now, we have a few more shitos. We have the opinion of the Rabbi Yehuda, who's the most machmir in the mission, that says the only time the Bedicha ever helps is Yom Zayin, around Ben Hashmashos time. We have the other extreme, the Rashba, that says even Yom Aleph it helps. Then we have in the middle, the opinion of the Rambam. The Rambam says Bedicha Yom Aleph does not help. It says the Beis Yosef, must be, even the Rambam doesn't really mean that Bedicha day 1 doesn't help. He means like the Ramban says, that Bedicha day 1 doesn't help on average. What's the one way a Bedicha day 1 does help? Yadeha Bein Eineha Kol Bein Hashmashos. What does that mean? Those cryptic words, Yadeha Bein Eineha Kol Bein Hashmashos, says Beis Yosef quite clearly. On the bottom, in my red ones, page Shuf Samach, it's the end of Os Beis, when the printers put in Beis Yosef. Beis Yosef never put in Simanim in his Beis Yosef. He only put Seifim in the Shulchan Aruch, but in Sif Beis, which is paralleling Sif Beis and Shulchan Aruch, and Sif Beis and the Beis Yosef, says the Beis Yosef, so I see the Rambam and Ramban hold Lamaisa, when is a Bedicha of Yom Aleph valid? Yom Aleph L'Riyasa. She saw that very day. When did she still do a Bedicha? If she does Bedicha, Ben HaShemashos. Beis Yosef here is making two very important jumps. Before the Beis Yosef in this part, we had two deos. Number one, the Rashba said Bedicha could work from day 7 all the way back to day 1. Even if she was Roa that day, it's the first day she started seeing, she can do a Bedicha. And the Rambam seemed to say that you can never do Bedicha day 1. But says the Beis Yosef, two chidushim here. Number one, the Bedicha of day 1 that the Rambam passels only means if it's a normal Bedicha. But if you do a Bedicha with a Yadeha v'Enea Kavan HaShemashos, do Bedicha in such a situation, even the Rambam is mode that such a Bedicha will work on day 1. Chiddush number 1. What's Chiddush number 2 in the Beis Yosef? It says, Beis Yosef, what is Pshat in this strange language? Yadeha bein ena kovei neshmashos. Says, Beis Yosef, we're from Riata. All it means is, Badka bein hashmashos. She checked during bein hashmashos. Now, Beis Yosef then corrects himself, says, I don't mean bein hashmashos mamish. I mean, of course, we're Orthodox Jews. We know that once bein hashmashos comes, it's the next day. It means before bein hashmashos, min ha-minuch ha-maila. Pretty close to Shtiyah. So, Chiddush number 2 of the Beis Yosef is that we say that a Bedicha of Hefzatara, according to the Rambam, that works on day 1, must be Bedicha, Ben HaShemashos time. The problem is, the Beis Yosef then corrects himself. A page later, towards the very end of Sif Aleph, parentheses, Beis in the Beis Yosef, says the Beis Yosef, you know, the Rashban says the Kotzer quotes an unbelievable idea. The best way to do a Hefzatara always is to do Moch Dachot Kovei Neshmashos. To do, as the postman pointed out, number one, a Hefzatara, what we talked about, to put on a stocking, to check very carefully to make sure there's no dam, but then take another Bedicha cloth, or that same one if it's totally clean, and insert it internally, the entire Kovei Neshmashos. How long is Kovei Neshmashos? Rav Avadia says, 2 minutes, 15 minutes. Well, very mekel. Yeah, it's true. Probably very mekel. Others would say Rosh Hashanah is usually mekel at the draz man, sometimes between 25 and 35, depending on the fluctuation. Others say 72 minutes. Good machlokas. How long Benesh Moshos is? We'll discuss that at a later point, Bezat Hashem. But says the Beis Yosef, what a beautiful idea that the Rashba has. She should have moch dachot ko Benesh Moshos. This way she makes sure there's absolutely no dam. So not only is there an idea of Hefzat Tara Benesh Moshos, she has moch dachot. She makes sure Zaynikim start and Hefzatara day stops with absolutely no dam. Says the Beis Yosef, and this is the important part for us, not only is he Meshabeach those that are Moch Tochot Tovei Neshmashos, says, you know what? That could be Pshat in the Ramban. That Ramban we saw before that says Yadeha Bein Eineha Tovei Neshmashos probably means not just she should do a Bedicha Tovei Neshmashos, she should have Moch Tochot Tovei Neshmashos. It's important to keep the development of the halacha here. We have the approach number one is the Rashba, that even day one, we don't need anything abnormal. She's allowed to do a normal Bedicha on day one. Then we have the approach of the Rambam and the Ramban, which seems to be that even day one, it should be minimum, something around Shachris, something around Mincha. It says the Beis Yosef, I think that even the Ramban and the Rambam, when they say that, Mistama now, after I see more, says the Beis Yosef, they didn't just mean Yadeh ben Eneha, do a Bedicha ben Hashmashos, min HaMincha HaMa'ala. They meant do a Bedicha and a Moch Dachot Kol ben Hashmashos. As we see Shulchan Aruch, we're going to see this exact development in Shulchan Aruch as a Machokas, an interplay between the Mechaber and the Ramah. Says the Mechaber, Simitruf Tzadivav, everyone make sure to see the beautiful words of the Mechaber inside. Shavas Yamin, Shazava Seferis, the 7 days of Zava counts, Matzchilen Mimachris Yom HaShepastor Bo, it has to be day after. So, when I teach Chassanim, I usually tell them to have Satara's on day 0. Don't make a mistake to think you're a Trusi, Chas V'Sholom. V'tach Mishpata, this is the rule. Im Tiresh Ne Yamim Moshrosha, if she sees 2 or 3 days, meaning her hefsekhtar is going to be after the first day she started seeing, upasta milaros, then she stopped seeing. Then, bodekes, biyom shepasta, she can check on the day she stopped, kadei she tifsek v'tara, so she can do a hefsekhtar. Uvdicha zu, tiye samuch v'bein hashmashos. This bedicha should ideally be samuch v'bein hashmashos, says the Beis Yosef, he quotes from, his, from the Rush. Ideally, the more you can do things Benesh Meshus, the better. Like Rabbi Yehuda said that the only way it works in day 7 is Benesh Meshus, says the Shulchan Aruch, he quotes this in the tour from the Rush, that ideally everybody should ideally be Benesh Meshus if you can. But says the Ramah, that's the Chatchiwa, that's the Rush. But the Eved, even if you do it in the morning, that's good enough. That was the Rashba that we saw. That Lamaisa 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2 work. Even Mishachris, like the Mishnah and the Brisa. So Isi, I didn't ask them, but even if you do it on 7 or any other day, even Shachris is going to work. Then the Shulchan Aruch quotes an unbelievable Chumrah. Olam yilamid adam, stip the Ramah. Besof beso, shetibodepes, biyom shepas, biyom hefseptara, b'moktochot, yishem kom in ishmashos. Who is that chumrah from? That was the chumrah of the Rashba. But says the Ramah, don't get carried away. Lahach miru lachatchila. You yourself, Beis Yosef, gave us the whole Zalman to halacha, like we saw. And at the end you said, you know, there's a nice idea in the Rashba. But don't forget, that was a nice idea. That's not ikra didina. So Moktochot is a nice Eitz of Tova. It's definitely not Ikra Dina. It's hard to know when in these situations was the Mechaber disagreeing? Did he say, by not saying L'chadchila, did he disagree? Or he also, as you see in the Beis Yosef, he's just being Mekatzer in the Shulchan Aruch. He in the Beis Yosef also said, it's a nice idea, ma'ohavli, he likes it. But he's not telling it, it has to be L'chadchila. That's part number one. Part number two, skipping to Siv Beis, what then Rasa Yom Echad Bilvad? She sees only on day one, which we call the first day of 7 days, meaning that day she started seeing. And she wants to stop seeing that day, she wants to do Hefsatara that day. So she saw in the morning, she started seeing in the morning, and she wants to be Hefsatara in that very same day. The reason that day one is different than any other day is that there's much more of an intensity. If she sees in day one, and she started seeing that day, it's pretty intense. If she's been seeing for a few days, we presume the more she sees, the more days she sees, the less of a chance there'll be dominant any given day. But if she saw on that first day, her Mayan opened up that day, we presume the Mayan needs to be proven to have been Sasum again. So says Shulchan Aruch, listen carefully to this din, says Shulchan Aruch. Rasa Yom Echad, Bilvad, Upastar Baba Yom, Tzricha, Livdok, Atzma, B'moch Dochot, V'sheyeshem Kamein HaShemashos. She needs to do a Moch Dochot on day one. Who is that Psak like? Who is the Shulchan Aruch Pasuk like in such a situation? Like the Rambam and the Ramban, but only with his emendation at the very end. Again, when he first quoted the Ramban and the Rambam, he said, she needs to bedika samach v'bein hashmashos on day one. He didn't say moch tochot. Only after the Beis Yosef saw the Rashba's beautiful new idea of moch tochot for all Zayinakim, he then says, oh, you know what? That could be pshat in the Ramban and the Rambam. I think they also mean doing moch tochot on the first day kol v'bein hashmashos. But we understand very well why the Ramah says not so fast. Says the Ramah, v'di'eved, im badkra atzma samach v'en hashmashos, u'metza atzma tahora, afa pi shulayas amoch etzlako v'en hashmashos, sari. Even if she did not do a bedikra kol v'en hashmashos, then it's still good. Whose approach is that? The Ramban and the Rashba, according to who? The Beis Yosef, before he added this new idea that maybe what they really mean is moch tochot, which is why, happens to be in yeshiva, one of the people that we unfortunately like bashing the most, even though he did work extremely well 99.99% of the time, is the anonymous Magia that put the sources in the Shulchan Aruch for the Mechaber and the Ramah. This person in the parentheses. It was not the Ramah. They point out, even if you type, you have a 99.9% accuracy when you type, you're guaranteed that every 1,000 words you'll have one error. So Kol Shetein, this person who went through all Shulchan Aruch, he makes errors sometimes. So here he writes, Tur b'shem Rashba, Rav Amagad b'shem Ramban, Beis Yosef Rambam, Ken Mashba b'shas. So they're bothered And the Rambam comes, what do you mean? That's not the Rav Maggid, it's not the Ramban, it's not the Beis Yosef. Is it? So we demonstrated that it is. That was exactly what Beis Yosef quoted from the Rambam, from the Ramban, the Rashba, before Beis Yosef then made a new Havsafa. Maybe what all those Rishonim mean is Moftachup. But before Beis Yosef himself said Moftachup, he himself said, all the Ramban and the Rambam mean is that you need to Bedidra. So the Ramah is just quoting the Beis Yosef before the Beis Yosef added his new opinion that you need to have Moftachuk as well. So it's important to realize that the Ramah really is quoting the Beis Yosef. Shulchan Aruch is also quoting the Beis Yosef. Just Beis Yosef developed things later. But Beis Yosef himself thought this was a valid pshat. But says the Ramah, Ava B'dicha Shachris Lo Mahani. B'dicha Shachris does not help. Hover Rosa Rak Yom Echad. Since it was Rosa Yom Echad, and that is Huchzuk Mayana Pasuach. That is Rashba, Ramban, Shem Yisrael. That we saw is even the Rashba. Even the Rashba that says on day one, do Bedika, says you have to be more machmer on day one. You have to do it some of Lein Hashmashos. You can't do it day one in the morning. That's really ridiculous. You started seeing at 7 and 8 o'clock to do Hesetara, not Mestara. So it's important to have an appreciation for this machokas between the Mechaber and the Ramah, as far as you need a Mokhtachuk on day one, as well as if you need Mokhtachuk Chalkil altogether, are both ideas that are really found in the Beis Yosef. The Ramah is just passing light to Beis Yosef before he added Chumras on. And the Mechaber then is passing light to himself after he added the Chumras. But it's important to realize the Mechaber himself was really moda to the Ramah before the Ramah, before the Beis Yosef then added Chumras, which is part of the reason that it's very nadia l'maisa l'maisa. What if you're a Sfardiya or a Sfardi? And in a situation, whatever the situation is, you do a Bedika on day one, L'riyasa. Let's say a woman is having a period, and she does her Hafsatara. Then all of a sudden, she does backbreaking work. She works, she plays tennis for a whole day, and her period starts for another day. She has a major period, middle of Zayinikim. So then she needs, that's Rosh Yom Echad. She needs to do Hafsatara and start over again. But if she's Roa, a major period in the middle of Zayinikim, can she do Hafsatara on that very same day? Depends. Machokas, Mechaber, and Ramah. Mechaber says, no. You need to do Moktochu Kamein HaShemashos. And the Ramah says, with the Eved, you don't need Moktochu Kamein HaShemashos. And it's even important to realize that even the Ramah was really quoting the Beis Yosef before the Beis Yosef added Chumras, which is why even Rabbi Avadia, of course we know Rabbi Avadia is the Sfardi posted par excellence, as known as that. Rabbi Avadia writes that Lamaisa, even Sfardim can be Mekel, if necessary, like the Ramah. He doesn't quote this exact Hashtashos HaHalacha, but this points to the same idea. Even the Ramah is really based on the Beis Yosef. The Beis Yosef just added a few accoutrements afterwards. That's very mistaber. Or as Ezra Schwartz once told me from Rabben Chaim, in a different context. He once asked Mishael about how his father would deal with a certain situation. So Rabben Chaim said, "Adil lechasod, kashiyesh tzorech, gam haRama posek." And there's a need, even the Ramah is also a posek. You have to know how to pass them. Sometimes, even if you're a Sfardi, you pass like the Mechaber always, or the Ramah sometimes. So here, Shesh Torah, Gamma Ramah Posek is Stam. But here, the Ramah is really Beis Yosef too. Just with a little Chumrah, Beis Yosef is afterwards. Mamela, it could happen in many situations. If a B'dievid, a Sfardi woman, or an Ashkenazi woman, do a B'dikra without a Hefsatara on Yom Aleph, without Moftochuk, they just do it in the afternoon, that is going to be a situation where which would be made even for Sardiot as well as for Ashnaziot. Yeah. Oh, so says the Shach in Sifkat and Vav, I don't understand. What do you mean Roa Yom Echad? We know that in any situation, when a woman is Roa, Dam Nida, how many days does she have to wait first for Zainatim? 5 days. So she needs to always wait 5 days, as we'll see. We didn't discuss why yet. You always need to wait 5 days before you start the first day of Zayinatim. So, what do you mean? She's going to be Yom Echad Riyasa. How do you ever have Yom Echad Riyasa? Says the Shach, in Sifkat and Vav, makes no sense. Even a Kesem, you have to wait 5 days. So how do you ever have such a situation? Says the Shach, the exact situation is, in such a case, Chaz V'Rasa, Sochi Me'as Tira. Chaz V'Rasa, she is Roa, during Yom Esfira, meaning she already had her 5 days. She was also to be with her husband, and then, the Riyah started again, a major flow. That's considered day one. Another situation, we didn't talk about the 5 days yet, we're getting ahead of ourselves. Another situation is, the reason you need 5 days is to make sure there's no Zera from her husband that's still inside her body. There's another machlokes achronim. What then is with the kala? Does the kala need to wait 5 days before she turns zayinatim? Pashup shat. Any kala that's deep in Torah mitzvot should not need to wait 5 days because she wasn't with her husband. She's not married to her husband yet. That's the discussion. The taz is mekel. So according to that chesed that we don't need to wait zayinatim for a kala. Also, she could have yom echad l'riyasa in theory. She could be doing a hefsuk tara in theory. But derech tchal, we don't usually have yom echad l'riyasa ability to do hefsuk tara. Usually, riyah is more than one day. But in theory, says the shach, that's a perfect way. You can have it. It's a bid flow, but says the shach only bid flow. Kesem is not going to be good enough. If during zayinatim she has a kesem, which is big enough to make her have to start zayinatim over again, that's still not enough to be considered a flow that hooks it to mayana pasua, which is going to be in trouble, leading to have satara only Danish measures. Then in the bidicha shach, this would help as well. It's hard to know. He doesn't say. So Rav Adya is unbelievable in many ways. He's unbelievable. Just his gainus is amazing. The way he wrote Taras Tobias, it reads like a newspaper. We'll have to. It reads so easily. It's unbelievable. He has many kochos. But aside from that, he also has a unique ability to look at kolam in Shulchan Aruch and see how the Shulchan Aruch passes. What's kolam when Shulchan Aruch does this? What does he mean? Stam rachmat yishomer yishomer rachmat stam. What does Shulchan Aruch mean? So he says that kolam is. He says he quotes. Beis himself says it in one place. When I say the word tsarich, I mean it's a good idea. I don't mean it's a halacha. So he says even the mechaber here would be moda. He says, "Rasi mechad bavaru pasta bavayom tsricha livdoch atzma benachalach." That means tsricha. Means it's a good idea. So that's where Rav Adya quotes. Even the mechaber would not be machmir. But pashu shad, even if the mechaber is machmir, you have the Rama lachar to rely on such a situation, which the Beis Yosef himself was make one. But Rav Adya says even the mechaber is make one in such a situation. But this is all in a situation where she is bodekas herself properly. As the Beis Yosef himself says, don't ever think that when I say Ben Hashmashos, I mean after Ben Hashmashos. We're Orthodox Jews, we presume that you need to do Dafka Ben Hashmashos. Says Rav Adya, based upon this Sivkat and Vav in the Shach, what if a woman during Zayinatim does a Bedika? On the Bedika, she finds that she's Tamei. So it's interesting. We had two extremes in the Shach. Shach says, after Riyah Gemura, that's called day one, she needs to do a Bedika, ideally Moktocho Kavein HaShemashos, or B'dyavid, not do Mok Kavein HaShemashos, but at least Bedika, after around Kavein HaShemashos time, Minim Milchol HaMaila. If she has a Kesem, she can even do a Bedika right afterwards. The Kesem is going to make her Tmeya, but a Kesem is not going to be considered enough of Riyah that she needs to wait till Kavein HaShemashos for the Bedika. What if you find a Bedika that's Tmeya? A woman during Zayinatim, day three, let's say, she did a Bedika, and the Bedika came out improperly, she's Tmeya. Is that considered a Riyah, which means she has to wait till Ben Amilchel Maya to do another Bedika to start the Hefsuk Tara, that next can be day one? Or do we say no? If she did a Bedika, that's like a Kesem. So it's unclear, because we know that whenever you do Bedika, it's a concern that Dan came Bahardasha. You would have thought maybe in such a situation that's considered Dan Bahardasha, she has to wait till Ben Hashemashah, so really I should know. He thinks if it's not Shefa Dam, it's not a lot of Dam. Even if Lamaisa, halachically, we always tell ourselves that it's considered a hardasha, in such a situation we're making. It happens all the time. Woman does a bedika during Zayinatim. She finds that she's Tameya. So she wants to do another bedika right afterwards that proves to her that she's Tahara. At least that should be Hefsuk Tara for tomorrow. So, says Rabbi Yashiv, that's okay. Even if she does the first bedika at 8 o'clock in the morning and the next bedika at 8:30 in the morning, that's mutter. That's like the Shach's case of a kesem. It's not a lot of dam. The only time we say you need to do bedika only Ben HaShemashos, if there's a lot of dam, then Mayana opened it again, you need to prove it stopped only Ben HaShemashos. Very important kula. That's in Mishra Zatara, footnote 36. Right, big enough, right, very important enough Mina, because if it's Boba Yom, she needs to wait Mina Minukul Amayla. We call it Ben HaShemashos. If it's not Boba Yom, if it's happened already yesterday, she can already do it for Shachris. So Rabbi Asher says, if she was Roa on a Bedicha cloth, that's considered as if she didn't really start a Riyah Baba Yom. She can still do it for Shach, but she doesn't need to wait till Ben HaShemashos. Perhaps one of the most common questions that exists with Hefsuk Tara, as you pointed out, or more concerned, is the issue of, it was mamash a minute after Hefsuk Tara, a minute after Shvia. Did that count? People often have one of the best and most confusing props for Hefsuk Tara Shilas is Verizon. I looked on my watch. My wife looked on her phone and she went into the bathroom and said 4:35. Shtia was 4:36. On the phone it said 4:35. By the time she came out, it said 4:37. She's not sure if it was before Shtia or not. Or Verizon, Mamar said it was a minute before Shtia Verizon. It was Mamar's a minute after Shtia Verizon time. Do you think that's good enough or not? Verizon comes in to have such harassers all the time because you want to really prove what time it was. Verizon, they point out other cell phone companies are not as good. I don't know if Verizon is really good, but at least they have a good reputation. So, what's the din if you do have to tire a little bit after Shtia? Rav Moshe here is a famous tour. Rav Moshe is making for several minutes after Shtia. He says, have to tire is going to work. He says, have to tire is only Midrash Rabbanan Paskin, and therefore it's going to work a few minutes after Shtia as well. However, Rav Moshe, it depends on, he says, seven, depends on exactly where you are in the world. Depends on how much Vaday Ben. He says, Rav Moshe says a Pashut Cheshbon. He says, Hesotar is the Rabbanon. And then it's going to be Safir the Rabbanon because no one says that Shtia is going to be earlier than, that Seis Chav is going to be earlier than 7 minutes or 11 minutes or 13 minutes after Shtia. So as long as you're in the borderline of Beis Rosh itself is a Safik, and then no one says it's going to be Shtia, no one says it's going to Vaday be Laila, and it's Hesotar is the Rabbanon, you can be Maitel. Some would say, same thing. They quote, I don't think Rav Moshe ever said about Siddur Shlishis. I think people quote it based on this Rav Moshe by Sotara. And that's others. Davin Mincha comes up, I think, four, the most common times it comes up in questions, although Rav Moshe said by Sotara is by Mincha, Sfiras Omer, Shal Shudas, and Sotara. But he said by Sotara. So Rav Moshe says you can be made till a few minutes after. Mishmar Sotara is not even misyachet to it. Mishmar Sotara is not even quoted. But Maisa, Minag Rov Marihara is not to be made till the Chlal. Shtia waits for no one. As Rabbi Willard quotes from his father, Olam Shalom, his father, Zatzal, Shabbos waits for no man. His father used to always say that, apparently. So we presume the same thing is true with Shtia. Shtia waits for no one. Shtia, that's it. Once Shtia is over, you can't, nothing by hook or by crook. However, two very, very important rules. Number one, says Mishra Satara, don't think Shtia means look into your time, Olam Shalom. Or myzmanim.com and see what it says. Sunrise, sunset belong in Shulam on the roof. What is the din of Shtia? Sunrise, what is sunset, Lamaisa? It's not astronomical, says the Mishra Satara. It's based upon the actual Riyas HaShemesh, which means, let's say we are in the Catskills and we are higher than sea level. You can see the sun, think about it, on the horizon, after astronomically it's supposed to have gone down, because it probably went below the horizon at sea level, but you have an advantage. You're higher, so you can see it a few minutes later. Says Mishra Satara, that works halacha l'maaseh. You have a few extra minutes. If you know that you're in a high place, which is going to give you a few extra minutes to, in theory, see the sun, that's going to work. You don't, based upon astronomy. They have to ask yourself, how do you figure that out? Somebody's going to try to figure out how tall you are. But let's say if you know you're in the Catskills, l'chora, a minute or two you definitely have. So, even if you don't know exactly how many times, maybe you have 5 minutes. L'maisa v'meitel. What about, that's the Mishra Sarah quotes L'maisa. L'maisa l'maisa. What he doesn't quote is a fascinating kula that someone, since we're being on tape, I'm not going to say B'Shem, who said it has to be the person, a well-known posek, had an even better kula, which really follows from the Mishra Sarah. There's a major machlokas apostim. What happens if you're in the Catskills? Because the sun is in the Catskills too. Meaning, if you're in the Catskills, don't tell me the chap, I can be in the Catskills and see the sun go down below the horizon a few minutes later. Because if you're in the Catskills, but Pashtus, the sun's being blocked by Catskill Mountains also. Which means it's really not going to help you. Because if you stand on top of a mountain, a hill in the Catskills, the sun's going to go down at the same time because Lamaisa, the sun's going to descends on a neighboring mountain. It's not going to help you. Lamaisa, the minav in Yerushalayim. Halach lamaisa, rov Yerushalmis, rov people in Yerushalayim now. If you look at this, Yerushalmi shtia on most luchos are based upon something which makes no sense empirically. You have the leniency of being on a mountain yourself, but the sun is still presumed to be at sea level. Meaning the only mountain we take into the equation is the mountain that you're on. So if you're higher on a mountain, even though the sun's being bakhaya now too, and the sun should go down for you, the same time it goes down on the calendar, lemaisa, we take into account your mount, which gives you some added height, but we don't take into account the mount which is blocking the sun, which makes it go down earlier. Rather, the sun's going to go down later as well, because we take the rest of the world to be at sea level, you're the only one that's going to be high up. Lemaisa, that's how most calendars in Yerushalayim, I'm informed, Cheshbon Shtia. Yerushalayim is high, but we don't take into account the surrounding mountains. So this posek thought that in such a situation we can be makel even in such a case. B'shas, this is b'shas d'chak, it's a case of a fertility situation. He thought you can be makel and have siftara not after shtia. He would never be makel siftara after shtia, but he thought we can be makel and have siftara if you take into account the way all Yerushalmis daven shtia, daven mincha. Every Yerushalayim davens mincha right before shtia, and the shtia they say is based upon the non-astronomical shtia, like Mishmash Tara said, based upon their elevation, but only their elevation, presuming everyone else is still low. So would that be something that we say all the time? Not necessarily. Not necessarily. That was a Shas Adchak, but that's based upon the Mishmash Tara that says, don't think it's just based upon Maizmanim. In theory, if you know, you have to try to figure out, based upon Luchos, that your shtia is higher and everyone else's shtia is lower, even though the Luach says one time, you can be made in such a situation. You have to figure out. I never did the research. You have to figure out, let's say, in Washington Heights or in Tinek, how high are we? When is the actual Shtia below the horizon in Tinek based on what you could see as opposed to what it says in the astronomical Luchos? You have to do the research and see what the story is. Ellie.
We also
think
that
based on
the mountain,
that
Shtia
would be earlier. Right. Luchar you should, but we don't. Luchar you should. Anything you had a question before?
Just the Moshe is assuming all the less of that Heshtar is Rabbanon.
That's what he seems to write. At least the Bedita is Rabbanon. So you might ask yourself, what's the difference? How could this Posek, who does not pass like Rav Moshe at all, but never make it after Shtia, why does he not hold the Rav Moshe 7 minutes or 13 minutes after Shtia and still is willing to hold a minute in Yerushalayim? So he said, no, Rav Moshe is a Dasyach, Rav Moshe is not Nistabel, the Chol Tzvus of Yisrael, the Kula after Shtia automatically. But Lamaisa, Eretz Yisrael, Yerushalayim daven mincha based on this kula. So that was this kabel. Even though we wouldn't say it's l'chatchila, the way we should have mincha, and this posek actually tells his family in Yerushalayim to try to be choshesh for earlier shtia, but b'shas t'chach, at least in Hermetel, that was this kabel, at least as a valid approach, b'chol tfutos Yisrael.
What about Shitas
Rabbeinu Tam? It's interesting, the Mishresh quotes, the Chafetz Chaim has a line which the Chafetz Chaim says that if you do have Sitar within a half hour after shtia, that's good. So he says, can't mean, what does that mean, half after Shtia? So it must mean the Chosheim is going, if you hold it during the Tam, the half after Shtia is good. But Lamaisa, we presume, Rabin Tam b'machom v'dronim in a Mishnah. We presume that Rabin Tam, we're not made to l'chakilo, or we don't accept Rabin Tam l'kul or l'chumra, for anything. We presume Rabin Tam, even though it's Rabin Tam, is not even a das yachid, as far as we're concerned. It's not a cheshbon. It's true for any area of halacha. We would not be made to l'chakilo, we're not machmer on Shabbos, which is the Minat Torah. We just not have Rabbeinu Tam at all. Since we don't have Rabbeinu Tam at all, we cannot be makel. If you taka are a chassidish person that's not just makel 72 minutes after Shabbos as the chumrah, but you actually maybe you lived in a community which drove on Shabbos till Rabbeinu Tam's man, for sure you can make on Haftarah. But if we presume that Rabbeinu Tam is never a cheshbon at all, you can't make on Haftarah either. Michael, you had a question? So that's also the Mishmash Tara you can quote, even a Safek, once the Safek, even though you can make arguments for Safek Drabbanon, you need to have the Avadah to make sure that you know it's done. Right, and even a Safek we're not going to make on, and he quotes, well, nice, that's, everyone has this Shaila, they have the Shaila all the time. What about Safek? We're not making even Safek after Shtia. Now, and Alumnus, which he doesn't say, L'chorek, we pointed out, like we discussed before, that the Alumnus of Safek is not just a Din and Drabbanon, you need to create a Avadah for Zayin Nikim. Then he needs to start with the Tara, so you can't have a Yediyah Vadayas Misafik. Just an added point to throw up. But Lamaisa, we presume even Safik and Ishmashu is not going to work. You need to have Ashman and Ishmashu. You have to do research and just figure out astronomically, and someone should do research, figure out how it works, how it impacts the places that we live. You might give people extra time for extra Tara, maybe for Mincha as well. Speaking of Mincha,